putting tariffs on steel that's coming into the country. So our steel does not suffer. He's got to level the playing field. But I don't want Harley to suffer in a trade war. People who want Harley are going to get Harley.
No matter what.
No matter what.
I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right.
It is the ultimate prize for the motorcycle fan. And the EU has taken this road before in a tariff war with George W. Bush. He backed down, but Donald Trump relishes the conflict, which may yet take the shine off the Harley dream.
Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. She said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
That report from the BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher in Wisconsin, home of the Harley-Davidson motorcycle. And that's it from this edition of NewsHour. From me, Julian Marshall, and the rest of the team in London, goodbye.
This is the BBC World Service.
The Grateful Dead Hour is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
It's time once again for KGNU's semi-annual Grateful Dead Rare Tape Special. Tune in on Saturday, March 10th from 7 p.m. to midnight to hear amazing live Grateful Dead music from our extensive archives. The Dead Special is part of KGNU's spring membership drive, so be sure to call in and become a member of Community Radio. That's the Grateful Dead Special, Saturday, March 10th, starting at 7 p.m., right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
crowd. Hurt my ears, blame my daddy. We'll keep him from the sun. Ain't a bed can give us rest now. You keep us on the run. Deal around.
Take a short break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Everybody hang loose.
Okay.
We are hanging loose.
We're hanging loose, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
The only one who ever talks to the audience.
Oh, and occasionally the other guys would talk, but it was definitely him most of all. Welcome.
Welcome to the Grateful Dead special once again. Paul, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Paul Epstein over there and Chris O'Reilly, right here.
Saturday, March 10th, 2018.
Jeez,
we've been doing this a long time.
Doing it forever, it seems
like. Yeah, hey, still feels good.
Feels great.
Still love the Grateful Dead.
Yes, I love the Grateful Dead.
Still love KGNU.
That's right. And we all do. That's why we're still here. And if you're a deadhead, you might think, well, the Dead Special is usually the second Saturday of the drive, but we couldn't do it then, so we're doing it the first Saturday. So hopefully you got the message, and welcome, and thanks for listening to good old KGNU and Grateful Dead Special. We are in our spring membership drive, and we will be asking you to Give us a call at 303-449-4885. Become a member of KGNU. Or you can pledge online as well at kgnu.org.
Yeah, there's all kinds of computer equipment and screens around here now, so feel free to get on the computer, and I guess we'll see it that way too.
It's supposed to pop up, right? Yeah. Haven't seen anything yet, but we do have a couple pledges that I know have come in. We just don't have them ready yet. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. For us or for
us.
African? Oh, good.
And
there should be some thank yous from African Roots too, which we haven't seen yet, but hopefully we'll see those momentarily.
Yeah.
We kicked off tonight with a rip-roaring Jack Straw into Deal from Rochester, New York, 11/21/78.
Nice.
A good year and two strong versions, although 78 was plagued in many ways by Jerry's recurring laryngitis, and you can hear just a tiny bit of it there. You could hear it, but still, boy, did they play strong in 78.
They did. They put on some good shows that year.
Mm-hmm. So, as usual, we have just tons of stuff, way more than we're going to be able to get to, including I brought one of the Bobby and Phil duo shows from last week, so hopefully we can get to a little of that, and all kinds of fun, good stuff, peak versions, rare versions, guest appearances, etc. So the deal, as usual, is you call 303-449-4885 and keep us and our operators, our crack equipment crew, busy, and we'll just keep playing music. That's the way we like to do it.
Yes, we have some incentives as well. Won't go into it too much right now, but we have some CDs, Grateful Dead CDs, and we also have some tickets, Grateful Dead related tickets, some bands that play that kind of music. And we also have some posters. Years ago in the 80s, local artist Bruce Campbell made four Grateful Dead posters, and the text was on the bottom, and beautiful artwork covered most of the poster. Well, he made a lot of extras and cut the text off, so it was just like some Grateful Dead artwork. And he marketed them for a while, but he had a lot left over, and he recently moved and donated his stash of old posters to KGNU. And whoever pledges tonight will get one of those posters, at least one. Maybe if you pledge a lot of money, you can get a couple.
And they are really sweet.
Yes.
And beautiful artwork, and they really take me back to my earliest days of volunteering and listening to KGNU, because I remember I got some of these posters back in the day and just was thrilled with them, and they still are very evocative artwork.
Yeah, it's beautiful. He took a lot of Gustav Doré's art on some of them and superimposed some skeletons and did a really good job. I took some photographs of them, and we posted them up online at kgnu.org, so you can go up there and look at them if you'd like. Go to our KGNU homepage and go to Support Us and scroll down to Grateful Dead posters. It'll take you to the Grateful Dead page and you can look at them there. Okay.
Cool.
What do we got here, Paul?
Should we get back to music and let people start calling? Yeah, well, we have a long night ahead of us, and we're psyched to be here. And as always, we brought a lot of good stuff. And to prove it, I'm going to jump right into something we'd never do. We're going to play a big Pigpen number right now at before 8 o'clock, even though it's a briefer than usual one, but it's still very special. So we'll start the plan, 303-449-4885, and you call and pledge, and for $120 you'll get the four CD set of tonight's music plus more stuff. And we will do our part, which is to play groovy kick butt Grateful Dead.
All right, here we go.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. Turn it around. Baby, got to part. You left a mistake.
Okay.
Ooh.
Paul, man, that was amazing.
All right. It's not even quarter of eight yet, and we have played Love Light and New Potato Caboose. Okay. All right. It's a good night, folks.
Getting you up and dancing early.
Yeah. So just to get that business out of the way, we heard possibly the shortest Pigpen version of Love Light from Toronto, Canada, 8567, an extremely scarce year for the Grateful Dead. Owsley Stanley was in jail for much of it, and nobody was recording their shows. And so that pivotal, important, key psychedelic year of 1967 is perhaps the least represented year of Grateful Dead. I think there's more 66 stuff. There's just so little from 67 and the beginning of 68. But there you have one of the fine examples of it. And after that, we heard New Potato Caboose, one of their greatest psychedelic masterpieces from Winterland, the Marijuana Defense Benefit Show from 10/22/67 also. So we heard two from the rare year of 1967. So hopefully that will motivate and inspire you to go to your phone, dial 303-449-4885, and pledge your support to KGNU and Grateful Dead.
You know, that marijuana defense benefit must have worked because 50 years later, California legalized.
They did
cannabis.
Indeed. They did indeed. And as did Colorado
yes.
a little bit before that.
303-449-4885. Give us a call. We have a full bank of people out there answering phones. We've got Michael and John and Melissa and Alex and Phil and Karen and... just waiting to hear you call or go online to pledge. And we do have some pledges, but having a few kinks in the computer system, so we're trying to iron that out. And if you pledge, then we'll have some money to fix the computer system. So,
and then we will, but we will also get to your names shortly.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
And we also have some... old Grateful Dead posters that Bruce Campbell made back in the 1980s, and those are available. Anybody who pledges gets a free poster. You can go online at kgnu.org, go to the Grateful Dead poster page and take a look at them, and they're very nice. We also have some CDs, premiums, the Bob Weir Blue Mountain CD, which I really like.
I do too.
Acoustic Americana kind of stuff. Excuse me. We've got some Grateful Dead road trips, several different ones. You can ask the phone people which ones they are. We've got the Europe 72 sampler, the 1990 spring 1990 sampler. Mm-hmm. I think it's a 2-CD set, and Sunshine Daydream 3-CD set.
Well, that's
the
classic
Oregon
show.
1972 yep. show, and some Robert Hunter. Got a String Cheese incident CD on the road.
And the Hunter piece is cool. That's a sealed LP, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's right.
Vintage LP.
I remember that. We've had that for a little while.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think that was donated by Greg O'Brien years ago. Yeah, he had an extensive vinyl collection.
Yeah, the late Greg O'Brien. What a wonderful person.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved the Dead Special, and he'd always come down around midnight after he got off of work and join the festivities.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Greg. 303-449-4885. Give us a call. We got a lot of good music here. Chris O'Reilly here with Paul Epstein and bringing you all the rare and high-quality audio from the extensive archives.
Yes. Yes. Always a great pleasure to do this. I spend much of the reason that I collect anymore Grateful Dead and archive and keep is to do these specials, because so much of it is, you know, out there and in various qualities. A lot of it's in bad quality and or MP3 quality or whatever, but I still feel like it's there's a place for choosing the best of the Grateful Dead and you know, kind of curating it and finding the best quality version and really putting some effort into these specials. So for me, it's still a meaningful mission, and I hope it is for you. And the way you can show that is by calling and pledging and supporting this, because we, it's been years, it's been decades that we've been doing this, and we'd like to keep doing it. And the only way that can happen is by the folks out there pledging their support. So by all means, call 303-449-4885.
And you can pledge online as well at kgnu.org. We've got a nice little secure pledge form online, and it'll come through the system, hopefully, and we can tally that as well. So give us a call, and we've got a lot of great music here. Of course, at the $120 level, you get the 4-CD set of the show, which is always the hot premium, because you get all the music that we played here tonight and the stuff we're not going to get around to. So, and we have some monster jams coming up, and we want to get these pledges. We have a goal of $3,500, and we get a $1,500 challenge grant if we make that. So we really do need to raise some funds for good old KGNU tonight.
Yep, good old Grateful Dead.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's, you know, in addition to good music and the important life-affirming benefits of good music, there's so much more that you get from KGNU, from current events, opinions, important issues, in-depth studies, and, you know, just a close examination of what is going on in the world today must convince you that having this alternative viewpoint and outlet for that viewpoint is so important. We are living in such crazy times, folks.
Very, very crazy times, yeah. As we all know. And this is one of the few sources of, I guess, real news you're going to hear anywhere. So we really do need to support KGNU now more than ever.
And it's not just the, you know, real news. It's a bastion of sanity in a world of that seems to be just flying apart at the seams.
Yeah. I mean, the whole world. Yeah. It's a crazy time.
It is. So bless KGNU and bless it with your support.
Yes. 303-449-4885. Give us a call.
Yeah.
What do we got coming up next here, Paul?
So we have a very special and unique version of a somewhat normal song. In the last 3 or 4 years, I've been going through every single year of the Grateful Dead in order, and kind of figuring out the best versions of everything. And, you know, I have multiple versions of all these shows, and I've been trying to boil it down to just having one that's the best quality and everything. And I've been going through years and periods that I had not listened to for a long time, one of which was being 1981. I hadn't really gone deep on 81 in a long time. And I found in the beginning of December 81 something that really startled me, a version of a song that is completely explosive and unexpected. And I think we'll play it and you'll see it'll start out as a song you're like, oh yeah, this one. And then it really goes to an unexpected place. So be listening. And we'll put you on your best honor. Please call 303-449-4885 or pledge online and keep us going here. KGNU.
Oh, now see, see what you done done. Oh, now see, 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 rider. Oh, now see, see what you done done. Girl, now you made me love you, woman. And now your man is gone. So
Just not coming back again. Just might not be coming back at all. Maybe not at all.
like a bird within her sang. All I know is she sang a little violin, then flew on. Snow and rain, if you hear that same sweet song again, Moon, you know why. Anyone who sings a tune so sweet is passing by.
a bird within her sang. All I know, she sang a little while and then flew on. Tell me all that you know. Snow and rain. If you hear that same sweet song again, will you know why? Anyone who sings a tune so sweet is passing by.